You're on 981 2NM. Our Upper Hunter by-election is getting closer to that date, the 22nd of May. I'm joined by an independent candidate this morning, Kate Fraser. Kate, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm working hard but enjoying it.
Why have you decided to run for the seat of Upper Hunter?
Sheer bloody-mindedness. I'm standing for election because I believe the electors of the Upper Hunter need choices and not just those of regular political parties who have a set agenda.
Obviously, you're a point of difference between the ALP, the Greens, the Nationals, the One Nation and Shooters, Fishers, Farmers Party. What can you bring to the table if you are fortunate enough to be elected by the locals here of the Upper Hunter?
I think an independent can bring a great deal to this electorate at the moment. We have a hung parliament, and whoever is elected is going to be invited out for lots of cups of tea and biscuits with various people.
Yeah.
I think that the Upper Hunter electorate now has a chance to reclaim the royalties, which for too long have been supporting
Everyone else.
Everyone
is that fair
else.
To say?
I think it's everyone else, yes.
Yeah. So what's your experience? How long have you lived in the Hunter, Kate?
I've lived in the Scone district all my life. My father's family come from Rukal, and my mother's family came to Scone in 1936. So I'm Scone.
Born and bred.
Well, I was born in Sydney, but reared in Scone.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So it is important to be familiar with the region that you want to represent.
Yes, and it's also important for people to be familiar with you.
Yeah.
To be able to come up to you in the street and speak to you, to know where, if elected, where your office is, where your phone, what your phone number is. I served 15 years on the Scone Shire Council, and I am still getting requests to please fix a pothole.
Hopefully there's not that many potholes that's the reason they're contacting you.
There's still an awful lot of potholes round the whole of the Upper Hunter and the particularly Dungog. They've got some a Labrador could disappear into.
Well, and this is a long part of the discussion that we've had in the past couple of weeks, is the roads of the Upper Hunter definitely do need a great deal of funding. And as you just alluded to, there's billions of dollars worth of royalties leaving the area. Will an independent be able to change that?
For the next 2 years... For the foreseeable future, once elected, an independent will hold the balance of power and have an enormous say in what goes on. Mm. I'm very impressed by the programs put forward by other candidates.
Yeah.
And I do agree that the big picture of the mines, the thoroughbred industry, the transition from mining is vital. But unless we work on the local issues, people won't want to come to live in the district. It doesn't matter what industries you get going. If people can't get adequate hospital care and have their babies in that town, if their children can't go to school in a good atmosphere. I had a letter from Merriwar School the other day that are just down so many teachers, they're barely functioning.
Yeah. That does make it difficult. And as you say, things like Scone TAFE, the sale of Scone TAFE, where opportunities for youngsters to learn things have been taken away from the region.
I was very concerned about that. Over the years at Scone TAFE in the horse courses, one of our sons did a course there.
Yep.
And we have had employees on our small horse stud who have come through Scone TAFE, and we've been delighted with them. The wonderful thing about TAFE is that people are taught to a standard.
Yeah.
So if someone comes and says, I have a chemical certificate from X TAFE, you know that they've done the syllabus, and this is vital.
Yeah, so therefore more opportunities have left the valley with the shutting of the Scone TAFE. Do you agree with that?
Oh, gone down the river.
Yeah. As far as the election campaign is concerned, have you enjoyed the experience so far, Kate?
Yes, I've had great fun and met lots of interesting people, and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning on 2NM, and I'm sure at some stage we will speak again before the election.
Thank you very much.